Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
NFL Draft is coming to Nashville, and you heard about it here first.
Nashville has been awarded the 2019 NFL Draft.
Nashville is going to throw a big party.
April 25th through the 27th, the sports world descends on downtown Nashville.
This is a milestone for this city, for which you should be very proud.
I have no doubt that this city is going to absolutely crush it.
Nashville's number one sports station and the radio home of the NFL Draft. 1045, The Zone.
It is the return of the Mac. Coach Mac, Dave McGinnis joins us now from Titans Radio, 3HL, broadcasting live at Sudden Service in Clarksville. Coach Mac, how are you, man?
Gang, what is going on? Hey, what a great day for Nashville. That is so cool. I mean, I'm telling you what, it's big news out here in L.A. That is so cool. I'm so fired up about that. That is great.
Yeah, I immediately thought of you because you love to evaluate draft prospects, and you also love a party.
Let me tell you something. When I first heard that, the first thing that came to my mind, y'all, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is some good. I mean, you were at the pep rally before Kansas City. You can finish the sentence for me.
This is some pretty good beep.
Yes. I mean, really, I'm serious for the city. I mean, it is so well-deserved. And, again, I mean, I've been through 33 NFL drafts. First draft I experienced was in Chicago. It was 12 rounds. We did it all in one day. To see where it has evolved since then, and for Nashville to be picked as only the fifth place the draft has ever been held, I mean, what a compliment, not only to the Titans organization, but just to the city of Nashville. I mean, it is way cool. I tell you what. You know, in all the years I've been in this league, I mean, I've been able to do some really cool stuff, but some of the best stuff was last year when I, you know, came back to work with the Titans and worked with you guys on 104.5 doing the games. I am so fired up to be a part of this. And, you know, I've had people come to games in a lot of places, but Nashville, the 8 years I was coaching there, they love to come there. And, I mean, this is a big, big deal, guys, and it is way cool.
12 rounds in one day. I can't imagine the stress involved in that.
You know what? It was amazing. Of course, you know, it was my first year in the league. I mean, I was working for the Super Bowl Shuffle Bears. I didn't know anything, so I thought it was a great thing. I mean, I thought it was great.
Well, you know, now they split it out over 3 days, and Coach Mack, we were just trying to figure out how many eyeballs would be on Nashville. There were 45 million people that watched the draft this year. Can you imagine that? 45 million people watch not a game, not even a practice, just dudes getting their name called.
You know what, Mickey, and the way the draft has evolved, of course, the NFL in general, but I say this, you know, when I first came back there this summer and was, you know, and walking that building, now I've been in enough buildings in my 33 NFL career. I know good from bad. And I've been in buildings as an assistant coach, you know, as a coordinator, as an assistant head coach, as a head coach. So, I mean, I know good from bad in this business. And when I walked into that building this summer and I met Amy Adams Strunk and John Robinson, and, of course, I already knew, you know, Steve Underwood and Stuart Spears, and just the way that they are doing things with that Titans organization, I could not be more impressed. I promise you, Nashville and the Titans are the talk of the league right now, because I still talk to, like, everybody in the league from the league office on down. And Nashville, the way that organization is being run right now, and with, you know, John Robinson and Mike Vrabel on the football side of it, and plus that whole front office there, guys, you know, Amy Adams Strunk, I am so impressed with her as a football coach. I mean, that is exactly who I would have wanted to work for. And so just to see the culmination of this and being there, you know, this last year when we won, went to the playoffs, won that first playoff game, seeing the way that city responded to that, and then just the way that city responds to everything. I mean, after that, you know, after that Jacksonville game, I mean, I was downtown for Huey Lewis in the news and for Jimmy Buffett, and come on, man, it's Nash Vegas now. And this place, this whole getting of this draft just goes right in lockstep with what Amy Adams Strunk and this organization are doing. I mean, the whole city is moving forward, and I couldn't be happier to be a part of it.
It's funny, too, Coach. There's a narrative among a couple of national guys that keep saying that the team is for sale. And then you've got Amy Adams Strunk, who's leading the charge to get a draft here. They just redid the entire practice complex and locker room. They got all new uniforms. I mean, this seems like a lady who's enjoying what she's doing, carrying her father's legacy on, not trying to put a price tag on something and sell it off.
No, she is genuine, and I promise you, as soon as I met her, of course, I mean she is straightforward, and she's also so genuine. I mean, I really was impressed with her, still am. I mean, I'm really glad to be working for her. In the club, to be able to be involved with you guys there at 104.5. I mean, this is a good place to be. Hey, as soon as this thing hit, I had about 8 or 10 calls from people I know in the league said, you know, Mac, we're coming in to cover this. Can we stay with you? And I said, no. They're gonna build 30,000 more hotel rooms. But this is this is a great, great thing, guys. And, I mean, we are so lucky to be there. And that city, I mean, it does nothing but attract this type of thing, and it's well-deserved.
Coach Mack with us on 3HL. Very, very excited. Big day for the city of Nashville. It's amazing what, Coach Mack, what this organization has done for this town. And it's kind of beautiful to see now that all of the sports entities in town, including the new MLS team, are all behind each other, and they compete on some level for dollars, things like that. But they're behind each other as kind of a civic thing for Nashville, and it's great to see.
No, and you can feel that when you're there. You know, this year when I was there, you know, I spoke to several groups. Went down and was invited, you know, by the Titans to speak to several groups. You can feel it in that city. There is something about that city. And as I said, I mean, over 30 plus years of, you know, having people come to a lot of games, you know, I've been involved in nearly 700 NFL games, and people coming to them, the place they love to come for games was Nashville. And not only because of the football team, but just the vibe of the city. And then it's even grown since then. And I'm so impressed with the way everybody wants to promote what Nashville is doing, because, I mean, and it's legitimate. I mean, it's so legit. It's such a good feeling. As I said, of course, I grew up in Texas, and once I finally was able to get back to Nashville, I was so happy to get back to where they said y'all again and mean it, you know. So it's a good thing. I can't wait to get back there.
Well, it's cool, too, because they're going to run the marathon that Saturday. So I've already got your Saturday locked in. You can run the marathon and then, cover the NFL draft
then
all in one day.
It could be a Predators game as well.
Yeah.
So you just finish the night at the Preds game. Coach.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the draft, and then I'm going to play the tambourine with Mickey playing the guitar at one of those areas where they run past.
Let's come on and do it.
In the marathon, and then we'll all go to the Preds game.
That's awesome. Coach Mack, thanks for the time.
And then run the marathon,
man.
On Saturday, Coach.
Yeah.
No, you know what? We'll cover it all, because guess why? Because we can.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
Hey, have fun in L.A., Coach. We'll see you when you get back.
Guys, I'll be back soon. Thanks for having me on. See you guys.